way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they...
Greetings, holiday shoppers. There are now only 12 shopping days left until Christmas. Time's getting short, y'all. And you know what that means. It's time for another episode of Christmas Creeps, your one-stop shop for holiday movies and TV shows all year round, and also fun things whenever we feel like doing it. My name is Joseph Wade. I'll be your host for this evening. Here with me tonight, or rather this morning, this lovely December morning, is my co-host, Mr. Bradford. Brad, what's shaking, buddy?
Oh, good morning. We have fun, don't we?
We certainly do, Bradford.
I don't know how people introduce themselves on morning shows, because I don't think I've watched a morning show in like 20 years, so...
Yeah, I'm out the door in 20 minutes when I wake up, so like I don't have time for that.
Yeah, I just imagine us sitting on like a couch with a window facing out somewhere, and there's like a sunrise logo, but that's not what we're here for today.
There's people outside my house holding signs that say, "Hi, Mom.
Will you marry me?"
"Hi, Mom, will you marry me?"
Oh God, this went in a different direction than I thought.
Yeah, let's pivot fast. Bradford, what are we doing today?
Jump up off of the couch, and we're going to go over to the next studio set where we have a kitchen counter that we're both going to stand behind wearing nice matching aprons, because today it's time for another episode of Coffee Creeps.
Oh, you know, it's my favorite time of year.
So I talked about this on the show a little bit before, but I, not through my own volition, I was gifted this. I came into the possession of a coffee set, but not just any coffee set. This is a Nightmare Before Christmas flavored coffee set. And I had this for about a year kicking around, and I finally remembered that I have it. And I thought, well, Joseph tries all this different sort of garbage candy and whatnot for the show. Why don't we try this to be determined whether or not it's garbage coffee for the show?
Let's determine if this is garbage ourselves.
I'll preface this by saying I'm a bit of a coffee snob, and I don't like flavored coffees, because I think coffee itself is already a flavor to be enjoyed. So
right.
It's going to be interesting. I did try one of the flavors before this show just to make sure it wasn't like the most noxious thing ever. And it was tolerable. So I think we're going to have a good time.
So your professional opinion, am I going to have a good time this week?
I think you're going to have a good time.
Okay. I'm looking forward to this. As we record this, it is 9:30 in the morning. I have had no breakfast, no nothing. I'm ready for my morning coffee, so let's get this show rolling.
Yes. So I've got 5 different coffees here. This is Bones Coffee Company. It's out of It's out of Cape Coral, Florida. Okay. And we got a set of 5 coffees. They're all medium roast, and they're themed based off of Disney's Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas. So for your tasting pleasure, we're gonna have a little coffee flight here. We've got the Pumpkin King Pumpkin Pecan Praline. We have Mudslide Boogie, which is just gonna be a mudslide flavor. Santa Jack Cranberry Creme Brulee. Rough Weather, that's Zeros. Oatmeal Cream Pie. And Frog's Breath, Sally's Chocolate Mole. So why don't you choose for us which one you want to start with, Joe?
So you have also been gracious enough to send me some of each of these so that we can try them together.
Yes,
and I've ground them up.
Misery loves company, after all.
Absolutely. So let's start with Mudslide, and I'm only choosing that because this is the one where the bag ripped.
Uh-oh.
And I feel like it's on a ticking clock.
All right. For our preparation today, we are both using the same method. We're both going to do a pour over. So you're going to grind your coffee to about what you would for just a normal drip. So you know, medium-ish grind. Right. So we're going to load that up. And you want about 30 grams, and that's going to be about half the coffee I sent you, Joe.
Okay.
Because I measured out all of your bags, so you should have 60 grams of coffee in each of those bags.
Okay.
Give or take.
What? How many good tablespoons would you say that is?
Oh,
three
God.
Or four?
Let me get a tablespoon.
Well, just guesstimate. You don't have to.
Oh, I'm so bad at guesstimating. Hold on.
We are not professional cooks here, folks.
In round terms, I'd say it's about 6 tablespoons.
6. Okay.
Yeah. That's 30 grams.
I've got 3 in there now. There's 4. 5. And 6. Okay. There we
yeah.
go.
So, just smelling the grounds, it's not as immediately offensive as the oatmeal cream pie was. So,
not no.
We're going to see how this goes. Have you ever done a pour over, Joe?
I have not. This is a first for me.
All right. So, you've got it loaded in your cone filter. And
yes.
You've got it, your cone filter in your pour over thing. I don't know
right.
what it's called. And then you've got that situated on top of the cup, right?
Yes.
All right. So if we were really fancy lads, we'd wet the grounds and then pour off what it creates just with that. But we're not going to do that.
We're gonna pour over directly into the cup, right?
We're gonna raw dog it. Yeah, you're gonna pour it. It's on the cup. All right, and then you're gonna take your kettle and you're just gonna wet the coffee first. Get everything all nice and wet in a little bit of like a circular pattern.
Okay.
And then once that goes, just wait for the water to go down a bit. You're gonna pour over nothing and like don't overdo it. A little bit at a time. This takes some time. And then you'll hear it dripping into the cup. Let's see if I can get it on the mic. Maybe not. I don't think the mic's gonna pick that up. And then wait for it to die down a little bit. So it's, you know, it's basically just the way a drip coffee machine works. And you're just going to put a little water in at a time. Let it go down. And I don't know that we need... I don't know if you want to make a full cup of coffee since we're going to be testing 5 different coffees.
True.
So if we had just... If you want to just do it until we have about half a cup. Now, are you going to be adding milk to yours?
I'm a milk and cream and sugar kind of person, but for the purposes of this, I want to taste the coffee, so we're not doing that today.
Okay. I feel like a lot of these flavors probably would be aided by milk and cream and sugar, in fact, but...
Just to cut the gag factor of the actual flavors?
A little bit. I don't know. I always got that feeling about flavored coffee, is that it's... When they add the flavoring, they're not expecting you to drink these things black, but we're gonna do it anyways. That being said, since we've only, I've got about half a cup here. How about you?
I'm ready. Yeah. Okay. I like my coffee like I like my Christmas. Black.
That being said, we did only do like half a cup with these grounds. So if you like any of these flavors and want to come back to them with some milk and sugar after the show, you can just set those grounds aside.
Sure thing, yeah.
And it should work out all right. All right.
Maybe not this mudslide because, like I said, it's already been kind of exposed. So
yeah.
We'll see how this one goes.
All right. Are you ready?
I am prepared, sir. Ooh, that does smell like a mudslide.
Yeah. What is in a mudslide? Can you tell me?
Mostly trees, some houses, some errant wildlife, I guess. Oh, coffee.
Yes.
So traditionally, a mudslide is like coffee liqueur, a vodka, and heavy cream. You can put your chocolate and your caramel in it if you want to, but typically you don't.
I see. So it's almost like a sort of like a White Russian then.
Sort of, yeah. It's like a White Russian, but with like black coffee, I guess.
Okay. Here goes nothing.
Yep.
Bottoms
let's try
up.
It. That is very potent, I'll say that right off the bat.
I don't hate it. I actually like it a lot. This is probably the... I don't know. It's better than I expected.
have we made a mistake? Is this as good as it's going to get?
I'm honestly, if I had to guess which one is the best, it's probably, it would have been between the mudslide and the frog's breath. But I think what we'll do is we'll start with the mudslide and end with the frog's breath.
Okay. But yeah, this is kind of tricked me right so far. I'm into this one.
I like it. I actually really like this one. I don't like taste a whole lot of like, it tastes like coffee to me almost.
Yeah, like there, it's got a very solid coffee base to it, but you're right, like the flavoring, I don't know, I can't quite tell.
It's not overpowering, so, I mean, coffee without flavoring it is already going to be the gold standard here. I don't think I can taste something they've added to it, and I guess that's supposed to be like the liqueur
maybe
flavor.
It's a little pungent, but I also wonder if that's just because of the method we use to brew it.
Perhaps. I think it would be more pungent if it was like if we're doing like a French press.
Maybe.
Or a mocha pot, which I would be ill-advised with any of these coffees, I think.
I guess all I'm really saying is it's very strong, and I think we just sort of concentrated this coffee into, you know, the smallest legal amount we could serve.
I like it. This reminds me of the coffee that I drink every morning in a French press.
This is good. I would drink this, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. This is probably... I'm worried that we just had the best one
Drop. So chalk it up right now. Mudslide's going at our number one, right?
Yes, for sure.
So far.
And would drink again. I would actually drink this.
Seven out of ten, yeah, I would drink again.
This is better than, like, the no-name grocery store brand... whole beans that I bought once.
I think I said it on our last Coffee Creeps where my baseline for coffee is like generic Maxwell House brand coffee just because that's what we drink at work all the time.
Yeah.
So anything that's like a step above that, like I'm here for it because I know where my baseline is.
Yeah, we have it coming from two different sides because I'm a fancy lad. I probably spend too much on coffee, and I was like a couple of months ago I was like, I spent a lot of money on coffee. This store brand, single origin, whole bean coffee can't be that bad, can it? And it's half the price. Let me tell you, it's half price for a reason.
You get what you pay for.
Not very good, in my opinion. This is better than that, is what I'm trying. This is the long and circuitous way that I'm trying to say with this.
Right, right.
I'm honestly not offended by this. This is pretty good. Good job, Boogie.
This is Oogie Boogie's mudslide, even. Okay.
Yes, yes. Here, I'll read the copy on the back.
Yeah, we should have done that from the start. Okay.
Notes of rich chocolate combined with the decadent flavor trifecta of coffee, liqueur, vodka, and Irish cream will have you hearing sounds of the dice and music in the air.
I'm laughing, Brad. You're kidding me. I can't believe my ears. No, I'm just joking.
You put me in a spin. All right. All right, what flavor should we try next, my friend?
Well, I think it's your turn to choose.
Let's do the oatmeal cream pie. Because I've had this one before, and it was... it's called rough weather for a reason, because it's pretty rough stuff. In my personal opinion.
Okay, so what is this one officially like? What is the branding on this one?
So it's got Zero on the front. And Zero is the ghost dog, right? I'm not making that up, right?
Right, no, yeah. Zero is your buddy. He's going to treat you right, hopefully. All right.
Imagine a sweet, soft, chewy oatmeal cookie with decadent buttercream filling. Then... swirl it in a steaming cup of smooth, bold Arabica coffee. Rough weather is dreamy and delicious. It will leave you with absolutely zero regrets.
Did Buddy the Elf write this?
I think so. So this is rough weather. It's an oatmeal cream pie.
Okay. And
I did not care for this the first time around, but I also... did it in a French press, which may have been my mistake.
Right, right.
Because I'm also guessing that these are probably formulated for, you know, use in a drip machine, because that's what most people have. All right, I'm going to start pouring over. See you on the other side, my friend.
Here we go.
Actually, I guess we can talk while we pour over, because it takes a little while. How's your day going?
Going good so far, Brad. I do want to ask you while we're doing this, since we are technically a Christmas movie podcast, have you watched anything good lately?
Christmas or otherwise?
Oh, well, let's start with Christmas and then move on to otherwise.
I mean, basically the only Christmas movies I've watched so far this year are for the podcast. I really did enjoy The Holdovers. I keep thinking about The Holdovers.
I did too. Like, I'm trying to get more people to watch that one with me. I know that's going to be a hard ask, but still, I think it's worth it.
I might even watch it again this year. I get the feeling, I feel like my parents would maybe like it, like get a kick out of it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, that's about it as far as that. I'm gonna try to go see Boy and the Heron with my wife, probably sometime this week. I want it to die down a little bit. It's a bit of a selfish reason too. Being who I am and being, how do I put this delicately? I wanted to bring this up on the podcast, but okay. when The Wind Rises came out, Leigh and I went to go see it in theaters, and here I am, former, hopefully reformed weeb, rocking in. I don't think I've mentioned before, but Leigh is Chinese, and like, there are so many white dudes with Asian girlfriends all, like, going to go see The Wind Rises, and it made me a bit self-conscious in a way that maybe I didn't like. I don't know.
it showed you a little bit of yourself in that showing, in that screening?
Yeah, I don't know if I liked it either. Ugh. Anyways.
But then also, like, The Wind Rises is very much about, like, what Japan did to China in World War II, so that's kind of a touchy subject already.
Leigh was a pretty good sport about it.
That's fair.
But just the weebness, the unbearable lightness of weebness of being.
I gotcha. I mean, we got to see The Boy and the Heron here on Sunday.
Yeah.
Nikki and I and my brother Dan went with us, and the dubbed version was sold out, so we had to settle for the subbed version.
Yeah. How was
it? It was fantastic. It's kind of heartbreaking and depressing, but it's a great movie. But like, so dubbed was sold out. We get into the sub theater, movie starts. There's like three people in there. Nobody wanted to see the dubbed version.
Oh, because the dubbed version. We're gonna go see the dub. We always go see the dubbed version because Leigh doesn't like reading subtitles. ESL things, you know.
I understand that, but like, it struck me as like, you know, here in my part of the world, like, it makes you realize, like, yeah, this is who you live with, is the kind of people who don't want to read their movies. But there, I mean, I understand there's people who prefer not to, and I get that, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just a popular opinion kind of thing. Whatever. I think our coffees are ready to go.
They are. I've actually made a full cup this time, probably to my own regret. All right, you are going in the bin, my friend, because I don't think I'm going to be drinking this one again, but we will see.
Yeah, I've got kind of a trash bin in my sink ready to go, so I can just dump everything in there and toss it in the garbage can.
I'm going to tell you, it smells just about as not good as last time, but bottoms up, my friend. Here's to you.
Salud. I mean,
eh. So, I would say. It's better than I think it's better than the French press version, I would say for sure.
I'll say this, it's more mild than the Mudslide was.
Oh yeah, the Mudslide is pungent. I don't like the oatmeal, I don't like the buttercream flavor they put into it. It's, I don't know. I know it's not sweet, but it's trying to emulate sweetness because they don't add sugar to flavored coffees typically.
I mean,
I don't like it.
This to me, I would just rather go crack open a box of Little Debbie's, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Or it's like, if you want this in your coffee, flavored creamers are right in the next aisle, my friend.
Yeah. And if you're really jonesing for like a Little Debbie oatmeal cream pie, you can get the regular ones, but they also, you know, they make ice cream of it now too. So I think that's a better way to get your Little Debbie fix, if you're asking me.
Not a big sweets guy, but I do like the occasional oatmeal cream pie and the oatmeal cream pie ice cream.
Can I also tell you real quick, the Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes, they overcorrected this year because they sold out thanks to friggin' TikTokers last year. So they overcorrected. They're just everywhere this year. But they've also made Little Debbie Christmas tree cake ice cream. It's vanilla ice cream with the cakes mixed into it. And oh my god,
take me away. What was the TikTok trend with ice cream or Christmas tree cakes?
Like taking them, mashing them up, and like baking them into like new cakes and dips and stuff.
Oh, that whole garbage where you take, it's like, oh, let's take junk food and cook it into other food. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Boil a bunch of Pringles and then make mashed potatoes out of them. That sort of thing.
Right, like,
because we live in a very interesting time. Pour
Mountain Dew into a pound cake and make Mountain Dew pound cake. Like, no, you don't need to do that.
Yeah, I mean, there's legitimate uses of soda in cooking, like,
sure,
you know, cola chicken and stuff like that. But,
You know, as we're talking and I'm drinking this coffee, I realize I don't hate it.
I was about to say the exact same thing. The second and third sips have developed a little bit. I think once you work your way past the cloying sweetness, you get a little bit of like that oaty, nutty stuff going on. It's not so bad.
It's kind of nice.
I'm still going to put it lower than Mudslide, but I don't hate it.
Yeah, this is my second place right now, right under Mudslide.
That being said, I'm not going to drink the rest of it. We have a lot of coffee left to get through.
I'm done, my friend.
All right, I'm going to do a quick rinse of my gear, and we will be right back. All right, so I think since we're going to save mole for last, your choices are between pumpkin pecan praline or cranberry creme brulee.
Let's go with the cranberry creme brulee.
I was thinking the same thing.
All right, so what's the marketing on this one?
This one is called Santa Jack. It's got Jack Skellington as Santa. He's holding a duck, a wooden duck. And I'm going to put this in here, and I'm going to read this copy. Let's see. Festive cranberry sweetness married with decadent creme brulee and our smooth Arabica coffee makes cranberry creme brulee the holiday flavor you never knew you needed.
That sounds positively decadent.
Let's smell this. I'm definitely getting the creme brulee, not so much the cranberry, so we'll see how this goes. Let's start our pour-over process. I'm glad we decided to go with pour over with this. I think this was the right method,
both for
flavor and for making five different cups of coffee. And now you've got a fancy little pour over rig, something for next time you feel like it's nice when you just want one cup of coffee and you don't want to make a whole pot. You know?
That's true. Yeah. I've definitely gotten over the whole Keurig thing, so this is wonderful.
Yeah, I got an Nespresso a couple years back. I still use it, but you just see how wasteful it is compared to this nice little pour over rig. And the other nice thing is I can still use the same beans that I'm using for my French press.
So. Right. And also just I bought one of those little make your own coffee K-cup thing filters. It's just such a hassle to use. I don't like it at all.
Yeah, I used to use one of those in the office that they only had a Keurig.
Yeah.
when I didn't bring in my own coffee. I'm going to be honest with you, Joseph.
Yeah.
I'm smelling this one as I'm pouring it over. It has a menacing aura, and I don't like it. It smells like... I'm going to put you off a little bit when I say this, but I'm getting notes of, like, industrial cleaner.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I could not place the scent of this one, and I think you just nailed it. It's like ammonia almost.
Do you remember the arcade that we used to go to in our hometown that vividly. Had the bathroom next to the pinball machines?
Yes.
And sometimes when you were there playing the pinball machines, you'd smell like the cleaner coming from the bathroom.
Oh. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's kind of the note I'm getting from this. So let's see how this goes.
This almost seems like it's going to be coffee that's going to clean out your sinuses.
Oh, it smells really bad, Joseph. I don't know about this one, bud.
All right, I'm going to...
Are you ready?
This just looks rough. Like, it's half a cup of coffee, but it's just...
It's burning my eyes a little bit. I don't like it.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Bottoms up.
Bottoms up, friends. The first thing I taste is the cranberry flavor, and I'm immediately like, this does not belong in coffee.
It's very cranberry forward and not in a good way.
No.
It tastes better than it smells, but that is a very low wall to jump over.
That's true. This is...
I'm not getting any of the creme brulee. It's all cranberry.
It's all cranberry.
I'm going to take two more sips, and that's all we're going to have for this one.
This reminds me of, like, have you been to the Fresh Market recently?
I have not. I don't think they have those up here, actually.
Okay. So if you're not familiar with the Fresh Market, I know you, Bradford, know the Fresh Market.
I'm very familiar with the Fresh Market, yes.
For those of you not familiar with the Fresh Market, it's basically like a fancy high-end grocery store.
It's very bougie.
It is extremely bougie, and this reminds me of, like, when you go to the Fresh Market and they have the little free trial coffee there and when you first walk in. Like, this tastes like some of the crap that they would push on you to try to buy.
Yeah.
Like, get yourself a little Dixie cup full of cranberry coffee. No, thank you, sir.
Yeah, this isn't good.
No, I can't finish this.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm out. I'm gonna tap out on this one. Definitely I'll go bottom.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and say this is probably going to be my number five.
Yeah. Pumpkin, pecan, praline, it's yours to lose. It's your game to lose. This is almost undrinkable.
No.
Nope.
It had its chance, and, you know, it squandered it.
It has a really bad aftertaste, too. It's really lingering in my mouth, and I don't like it. This is the only one so far that I would call offensive.
Yeah, like, I've already, like, rinsed my mouth out, and I still taste it.
That's gonna mean our next on the docket is the pumpkin pecan praline.
Alrighty. I'm also glad we're doing this in the morning, because as soon as we're done, I know I'm going to be wired up for the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah. There's no way I could do this at night over the age of, like, 30 and, like, not immediately regret it. All right.
But it's also good that we're doing this, because I have a lot of errands I have to run this afternoon, so...
Hey, you'll be ready to go.
You're doing me a service right now, Bradford.
All right, I've got my rig ready. Are we ready to start pouring?
I'm just about there.
Smells better. I think I've got some spice. Oh, let me give you the coffee before we start. I forgot. This is the Pumpkin King. Pumpkin Pecan Praline. We have Mr. Skellington again, but he's in his Halloween form. A smooth, medium roast coffee with creamy pumpkin, nutty pecan, and sweet praline. Create a brew fit for a pumpkin king.
I'm going to allow it, if only on theme alone, you know?
It's funny how much my enthusiasm has waned for this project after the cranberry creme brulee.
Hopefully, we're in the home stretch, Brad. We're in the home stretch.
I know, and I have mole to look forward to, and I hope it's not disappointing. All right, I'm going to start pouring.
Here we go. I had to refill my kettle because it's a kind of a small kettle. I don't think five cups of coffee are going to do it.
I might need to re-up for mole, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm. All right, I think this is good to go.
All right, I am good to go too. All right, this is the Pumpkin King pumpkin. Ooh, this is not much. This is not much better scent wise, but pumpkin, I think it's a
pecan praline. All right,
bottoms up.
Well, I already don't like the smell.
I mean, you get a little bit of cinnamon, which might help it, but let's see. I mean, it's better than the cranberry creme brulee, but only just because it doesn't smack you in the face with a 2x4 made of cranberry.
You know, I'm going to say it, and it may just be that the last coffee destroyed my taste buds.
Yeah.
I taste more creme brulee in this than I did in the last one.
Yeah. This taste, I don't like it, but I don't hate it. It tastes like a home goods store. It tastes like what you think a home goods store would taste like around Christmas. If you could eat a TJ Maxx around Christmas, this is what it would taste like.
That is shockingly on point, yes.
Like, it's got like a little too much like holiday spice going on. It's a little too cloyingly sweet.
It tastes like a discount department store smells around the holidays.
Exactly. This is number four for sure, unless mole is truly disappointing.
Yeah, like I'm gonna slot this in above the cranberry creme brulee for sure. But
what about versus oatmeal cream pie? I think this isn't as good as the oatmeal cream pie.
It's a little too bland, if I'm being honest. Like I don't get much pumpkin. I don't get much pecan or praline. It's too bland for me. Like if I'm just looking for like some hot go juice to get me up in the morning, this will do. But this is
the only thing I'm getting is like this weird mealiness, and then like maybe some pumpkin spice.
Yeah,
and that's about it.
Just a touch.
It's interesting how basically in anything except for something literally made with pumpkin, pumpkin spice has become the shorthand for pumpkin.
You know, that's true.
This doesn't taste like pumpkin. It tastes like pumpkin spice.
Yeah, which is I get that.
Fine, but do your homework, folks.
Like, it can't even clear the bar of like a Starbucks pumpkin spice latte, you know?
No. Yeah, I'm over this one. This one's just okay.
Yeah, I'm done here too.
I do need to grind this last one, actually. Okay. I'm gonna try to do a little bit of Foley work here, so.
Okay.
And my scale.
I also realized that, like, in the age of streaming video, a podcast about making coffee is probably not the best content one could make.
But
we're podcast people. We're not video people.
We do not have faces for video. We're not attractive enough for video. Let's call a spade a spade.
Well, I mean, Bradford, don't sell yourself short. But I am not YouTube ready, I guess, is all I'm saying.
Who is?
Hey, guys. Smash that button.
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. All right. grind is done. Let me get my rig. Make sure that this cup doesn't have any more of that cursed cranberry energy. All right.
What is last on the docket here, Brad?
We have Frog's Breath Chocolate Mole, and it has Sally on the front making a brew. Frog's Breath is a cunning concoction of coffee, chocolate, and spice. It's smooth and flavorful with a balanced and spicy finish. A captivating brew that will leave you yearning for another scrumptious sip. Alright, let's hope that that's true. Let's try to end this on a high note.
Hold on here, Brad. You put that Frog's Breath in some coffee with some chocolate and some cream. Baby, you got a stew going.
So while we're pouring over, do you have any cookies you're going to make this year?
No, I'm not much in the making cookies. I'm not much of a baker, to be perfectly honest.
Don't sell yourself short. It's more of a science than an art, I would argue, unless you're trying to make Instagram-worthy cookies.
No. We bought... Nikki got me a Godzilla-shaped cookie cutter a couple years ago for Christmas.
Oh.
And we tested it out, and I think it's just the consistency of the dough that we used. It came out looking like a spaceship more than it did Godzilla.
Did it spread out and melt a lot?
It spread out into like a blob, and like the scales and the sharp edges did not come through at all.
Yeah, you're gonna want to find a recipe with less butter, I would guess.
Probably so. I'm ready to pour if you are.
I'm already pouring, my friend.
Oh, dang. Okay, well, I gotta catch up.
No, it's alright. Because I'm hoping this one is decent enough that I can drink the rest of it as my actual cup of coffee. Unlike you, I did cheat a little bit and had an espresso this morning. Just because that's how I live my life.
That's okay. I'm prepared to catch up with you here shortly.
And also, I didn't know if I was going to want to drink more than two sips of any of these. So
That is also fair.
It's
all right. A little bit more.
It's smelling more promising than some of the others, but it's not as good as I had hoped, as far as the smell goes.
I'm already getting a decent like odor coming off of this one. Mm. I'm hopeful.
I'm hopeful too. I'm cautiously optimistic about this one, but we will see.
You know what? Speaking of Christmas cookies, I do have a package of cookies here. I'm probably going to enjoy with this last cup of coffee here.
Was that the surprise you had in store for me?
No, this was a brand new surprise I just thought of myself.
A surprise for yourself. I see.
I've got a package of Vortman Bakery eggnog wafers.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
So let's crack these guys open too and see our coffee's doing. I believe this coffee's ready to go.
I've got a full cup here, my friend.
Okay, well.
It's very hot. I might need a second for it to cool down. Let's see. Yeah. Let's smell it first and see how this smells.
Ooh. That is nice.
It smells decent. I'm getting a lot more of the spice than the chocolate. I wonder if it's actually going to be spicy or they're just using, like, cinnamon and stuff. I'd really like it if they actually put some chili in this, like chilies.
If I was a betting man, I would say no, but
I'm getting a bit of the chocolate too, so hopefully you have a mole situation going on. Yeah, they probably don't want to put any capsaicin in coffee, but let's see. All right, I'm gonna give this a sip. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Ooh. Yeah. I'm pleasantly surprised. This is actually pretty good.
Ooh, that is nice. That's very nice.
Yeah, it's more chocolate than mole, I would say, but I like it. I like it a lot. that's a decent coffee right there.
And I have to say, it pairs very nicely with this eggnog wafer.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, that's delightful. ladies and gents, we might have a new holiday favorite on our hands here.
Yeah, this is the winner for sure, I think. Mudslide's a close second, actually, though. Mudslide was pretty good.
I may have to run right back out and see if I can find just a bag of just this.
I bet you can find it online.
I'll run down to the World Market here and grab a bag.
Oh, right. You did see these on sale at the World Market, didn't you?
Right. I wanted to just purchase my own, but you said, no, sir. I got you covered.
No, my friend. The torture will come via USPS. Actually, I think it was UPS, actually. Still, the point stands.
The post office always comes through.
Yes. Yeah, I'm gonna drink the rest of this cup for sure, I think.
I do like this a lot. Thank you so much for this.
Oh, you're welcome. And that, there you have it. So I think our, if I'm not mistaken, I think our rank order is going to be...
So yeah, let's go over the rankings right fast. Where are we at with these?
So we had 5 coffees, and I believe the official ranking that we have landed on, and we're unanimous in agreement, we're in complete agreement, is... Number one is this Frog's Breath Chocolate Mole, followed by the Mudslide Boogie.
Right.
Then, surprisingly, the Rough Weather Oatmeal Cream Pie, followed by the Pumpkin King Pumpkin Pecan Praline, and rounding out the bottom, the absolute dregs, is the Santa Jack Cranberry Creme Brulee.
I like how we hit the Oatmeal Cream Pie one, and we just said, there's no way this can get worse than this, and then it progressively got worse.
It was... yeah.
Until this final cup, which is, I gotta say, a treat. A real holiday treat.
This one is actually really good. If I saw this for a decent price, I might actually even get a second bag, and that's coming from somebody who doesn't like flavored coffees.
Not just flavored coffee, but like movie-themed, officially branded flavored coffee.
Yeah, you would think this isn't something, you'd think they maybe would cut some corners, but by all accounts, I think this is like actually like a real coffee plate, a real coffee roastery. So, seems like right. They know what they're doing for the most part. Don't know right. about the cranberry creme brulee, but.
And like, I trust that, you know, they farmed this out to a brew house that knows how to create different coffee concoctions. Like, I know they're not just slapping flavors together to see what happens and what'll sell, but you know, some experiments are more successful than others.
Yes.
Speaking of which,
yes,
we have one final experiment that I'd like to conduct on myself today. Where, as we've been talking, you know exactly what's about to happen. As we've been talking and brewing these coffees, I've been taking the remainders and putting them in a mug to stir up and brew all as one Nightmare Before Christmas melange of flavors.
The true Nightmare Before Christmas. I wish you had told me you were doing this, because I totally would have gone in with you on this.
Well, I wanted it to be a surprise, but also I did not want to inflict this on you because you actually enjoy these coffees. I didn't want to ruin the experience for you, sir.
You're worth more than this.
Am I?
I mean, I have to know how bad it is.
Well, here we go. I'm about to pour this over.
Before you do, are you adding the chocolate mole to it, or are you keeping that separate?
Oh, I added it. I used most of it to make the one cup that I made, so there's not much left.
All right.
So, yeah, folks, I have taken all 5 of these coffees, and I have put the remainders together, mixed them all up. God. We are going to brew one final cup of all of these Nightmare Before Christmas coffees together.
The true Nightmare Before Christmas.
A chocolate mole, oatmeal cream pie, cranberry creme brulee, I don't remember the other flavors. Coffee,
mudslide, pumpkin, pecan, praline.
Right.
So wait, you took all the grounds and you're gonna pour over the grounds, or you took like the coffee that was left and you just poured it all into one mug?
Oh, I took the leftover grounds of all 5 bags, mixed them all together, and I'm making one final cup.
Oh my god, you brave man! So it's not just Oh, okay, go.
Yeah, it's not five backwash cups of coffee. No, I'm not crazy.
Godspeed, you Black Emperor. just do it.
What is the name of the company that brewed these coffees?
Bones.
Bones
Coffee Company.
To the good folks at the Bones Coffee Company, I am sorry that I did this to your creation, but I had to science up my own coffee experiment, and here we go, folks. It's like when you go to McDonald's and you get a suicide of all the Coke flavors, but it's coffee.
Yes. And how is it?
It's like all the flavors cancel each other out, and it just tastes like coffee.
Well, that's not so bad, then. Huh.
It's strange.
I bet the aftertaste is something special, though.
I'm going to use another analogy and another pop culture reference. You know the scene in The Simpsons where they explain why Mr. Burns can't get sick? It's because all the germs are trying to get through the door at one time.
Yes.
It's like none of the flavors can break through because they're all hitting me at once.
Fair enough.
This did not treat me as wrong as I thought, and this might legitimately be my number two or three.
Awesome.
I'm
surprised like the offensive cranberry isn't coming through, because it was strong.
It was. You're right, and I'm really searching right now, trying to find notes of any of these flavors.
Not so much.
And they're just not there.
Hmm.
It's the strangest thing. Like, there's a little bit of a pungent note right there up front, but once you hit that, it's smooth sailing.
Okay.
But Brad, here's the last thing I'm going to say here. I have a lot of these remainders, like these remainder grounds left over. I might just rebag this and tell Nikki, here's a nice cup of coffee for you. And see what she says.
Don't do that to your beau.
Because I actually kind of like this. I'm shocked to say it. Like, blending five different coffees together was not what I had intended for myself today, but this is...
Okay.
I'm into this. I'm sorry,
right,
but I'm in...
If you're honest to goodness think it's good, then I guess you can give it to Nikki.
In my inky black Philistine heart... I hate to admit that I like this, but I like this.
Selling me on it. I might have to try this.
This is not the way that this experiment was supposed to go.
I'm not. No, I can't do this to myself. Because all I would have is freshly ground coffee, and I'm really afraid that like all the flavor. My theory for what's happening is you used these grounds already for the first cup, right? These are the used grounds.
Right.
I think all of the all of the really gamey artificial flavors, like the cranberry, came off in the first run.
Oh no, Bradford, don't misunderstand. These are not used grounds.
Oh no. Oh, so you use the other. This is the other half of the fresh grounds.
Yes. Yes.
Unused grounds. Oh.
Yes.
Well, then this is very interesting. Then.
So what I'm saying is take one scoop of each of those grounds, mix them together, and do with that information what you will.
If I go back and do like B-roll Foley for this, maybe I'll try Joseph's special cup.
They're calling it a Flaming Joe.
A Flaming Joe, yes, exactly.
To continue with my Simpsons references here.
Yes.
But Bradford, I have to say, we're wrapping this hour up. Thank you so much for treating me to some delightful holiday coffees. I'm sorry that it ended the way it did, because I genuinely did not expect to like the weird coffee suicide that I made for myself, but I did. And I have you to thank for that, so thank you, Bradford.
Everybody loves a twist ending, right?
Right.
It's been a delight. This has been really great. I really want to find more weird Christmas coffees. Maybe we can do another one of these sometime soon.
Yeah, I realize that podcasting is maybe not the preferred method for taste testing any kind of food, but you know, we're talkers here, so you know, we hope you enjoyed listening to us banter back and forth. We had a good time doing it, and there's no way that I would have rather spent a lovely mid-December morning than chatting with my good friend Bradford about some nice coffees.
Likewise. So this is Christmas Creeps. Thanks for listening. You can find us on all the socials. We're on all the socials. We're on Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter for however much longer that's going to be around. And we're on Blue Sky now.
We're on Blue Sky. I hate to admit that I've started using Twitter again, but that's just because everybody has started using Twitter again.
Because you're all just helpless. You're beyond help.
I think we all admit to ourselves that this is just like this is the networking platform that still works and everyone still uses it. So while everyone uses it, we might as well use it too.
All right.
That's where it is.
You can email us at xmascreeps@gmail.com. It's been 5 years and I don't still haven't remembered this. It's been 10 years.
I think you ask me that every episode and every episode I confirm that yes, you do have that correct.
xmascreeps@gmail.com.
You can send anything you want there to us, from recommendations for films and shows you want us to cover, recommendations for weird foods and drinks you'd like us to try out, or if you want to try this out yourself, shoot us an email and let us know what you think.
Or just send us a nice letter. We love receiving letters. If you want to send us some hate mail too, that's fine. We like those too.
Or if you really want to have a good time, I recommend joining our Discord channel. The link to that will be in our show notes.
Yes, Discord is the place to be if you want to, see and be seen in the Christmas Creeps community. We have a lot of fun. We talk about Christmas, talk about video games, talk about weird people on the internet, talk about movies, of course. So come and join us, won't you?
Yeah, and every once in a while, we'll get a new friend in the Discord, and it's always nice to welcome new members into the family, as it were.
Yes.
So come on in. Last things last, we want to bring you one last episode for the holiday season. I don't know when that's going to happen, but we're going to do our best for you folks because you deserve it.
Yes. Sorry, just having a little stretch.
That's A-okay. You've got things to do. I've got things to do. All of our listeners, I assume, have things to do. So we're going to sign off and wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and hopefully we'll see you Christmas Day.
Yes. Until then, I'm Bradford.
I'm Joseph Wade.
Take care, everybody.
Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas.
I'm holding up my cup of coffee like we're on video. I'm like toasting with it, but nobody's going to see it. So
yeah,
we're back on the couch now.
Yeah, we're talking. We're going to go to commercial, but they're not going to be able to tell what we're saying.
Yes. We like I lightly touch your arm and it's like just so nice. All right. See?
Bye. You're so right. Bye, everybody.